This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been, years now that Europe and the United States have been imposing economic sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program without a whole lot of impact, mostly because Iran has had so much crude oil to sell. Now, though, the European Union has come up with a free market approach, sort of. No more insurance for the tankers that carry Iranian oil, which actually might be working out. Julian Bray covers the shipping industries from London, England. Julian, good to have you with us.
And good to be here as well.
Is it as simple as the European Union saying you can't buy Iranian oil, or are they using another mechanism, another enforcement mechanism?
Well, the enforcement mechanism is very, very simple. What they're doing, they say, we won't insure you. And so what actually happens is, as most of the insurance is carried out in London, it is a very easy bar to put in place, because quite simply, if a tanker goes into a port and it hasn't got insurance, then, of course, it will be seized. So what has happened is that Tehran has also decided to go into the insurance market. So there are other ways of doing these things. And, of course, you can also re-flag ships, which means instead of having your own flag on it, you put a flag of convenience, and therefore your ship, say, becomes part of the state of Moldavia or something like that.
Yeah. I thought Moldavia was landlocked, no?
Well, no reason why they can't have a shipping line.
That's right. This does present the Iranians a problem, right? Because they are pumping all this oil, they can only sell part of it, and they have to put it someplace.
Well, what they're doing, of course, is that if they're not sticking it into spare tankers, they're actually cutting back production. Mm. Now, the problem in the UK, of course, is that we're in Ireland, and we're actually a very cold little country. And so we do actually need the heating during the winter, or this year we need it in the summer as well. So it is going to affect our oil prices, and it's going to affect the price of every available good and services, that we buy.
Right, in the global economy. Does this insurance mechanism that the EU is using, does it lend itself to cheating, I guess is the word, right? I mean, there's got to be all kinds of ways that...
Well, let's put it like this, sort of creative accounting.
And we know how well that turned out.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Barclays in a spartial way, you might say. You don't actually have to pay in cash. So they will actually say, well, we'll come to a barter arrangement, or it might be an offset arrangement through a third country, which, of course, is a form of cheating. But the whole point is, will they get the oil? And so if they, shall we say, they get it to the neighbouring country, right, then it's a short trip over the border. And also, I did hear that some people are actually refitting standard shipping containers and putting a kind of vinyl liner inside, and actually putting the crude inside shipping containers. Now, that's very, very crafty.
That's great. That's great. And what could possibly go wrong with a vinyl liner inside a big steel shipping container? Julian Bray in London. Julian, thanks very much.
Thank you.